This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. After 25 years at the University of South Florida, including leading the USF Center for Entrepreneurship for the last 17, founding director Michael Fountain is retiring. He's going out on top as the program recently received its best ranking ever from the Princeton Review. Michael Fountain, welcome back to University Beat.
Well, thank you very much.
How has entrepreneurship, you think, changed in the last quarter century?
As we've seen entrepreneurship evolve over the last 25 years, it's gone from starting and growing your own business, which is really important, but to embracing corporate innovation and also being involved in creating and developing a sustainable type of world that people can express their own views in now and really can chart their own courses.
Do you think it's changed from the idea taught in schools as something that, okay, you may have an idea, students, but go work for a company, to you have an idea, now go and make something of it?
Yeah, that's exactly the case. This is my second career. My first, I was fortunate to be on the rising crest and early involvement with life science and biotechnology. And those of us who stepped out back in the late 70s and early 80s were really viewed as being rogues. Now I think you've seen that mindset change, and it's changed for a couple of reasons. The students that we have now really value what they can do for themselves and what they can do for the world around them, and entrepreneurship is a way to do that. Secondarily, if you look at the corporate environment, individuals who came in my generation, a lot of those were looking for opportunities where they could spend 25, 30, 40 years and retire. Now that's just not the case. So thinking about entrepreneurship gives you the ability to rehone, retool your skills, and seek out those opportunities and create value for yourself and for others.
Two other concepts, the gig economy with, you know, independent workers being paid by the jobs, and something you introduced me to about 5 years ago, intrapreneurship, mm-hmm. which is people who think like entrepreneurs but work for traditional businesses. How does that fit in the ever-changing economy?
Oh, it's an absolute critical element. One of the things that we've seen here at USF, and that's the idea of helping individuals to see entrepreneurship as a mindset, a way of thinking, a way of living, and seeing opportunities where others don't and capitalizing on those.
If you had one word of advice for a student today, what would it be when it comes to becoming an entrepreneur?
Keep this as a very viable opportunity for you. Don't view it as a secondary situation that you might consider. Think about it first. And while you're in a university environment like this, it's the best time in the world to really think about starting and actually starting a business. You don't have the encumbrances that you do in later life with family responsibilities and mortgages and other types of things. And it's an opportunity in a very friendly environment to test those ideas.
What do you see going forward for USF's entrepreneurship efforts?
I think we're in an opportunity now that we've not had in a number of years, and that is with consolidation and with the reunification of Tampa, St. Petersburg, and in Sarasota to bring the university into becoming more than just a Tampa driver. Each of the campuses, each of the different programs that are located in all those coming together is going to strengthen this program.
Retiring after 25 years, what are you going to miss about the program?
I think the one thing that I'm probably going to miss more than anything else is engagement with the students. Our program has had, I believe, somewhere between 40 and 50 different countries represented, and to see the overwhelming majority of those students go on to create businesses around the world that are impactful and positive, and then to be engaged in community. And that's critical. With all of our students around the world, they become thought leaders. They become entrepreneurial leaders, innovators in countries literally wrapped around the world.
To read more from Michael Fountain and to find out more about the USF Center for Entrepreneurship, visit our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.